Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Jeff Cox is the author of many, many, many books on food, wine, gardening, including the best-selling From Vines to Wines and The Organic Cook's Bible. He's hosted a couple of television series, Your Organic Garden, on PBS Markets and Grow It. He was the managing editor of Organic Gardening Magazine for years and currently a contributing editor to Horticulture Magazine and writes for The Art of Eating Magazine. For years, he's written restaurant reviews for different places. And his book, current book is called The Essential Book of Fermentation, Great Taste and Good Health with Probiotic Foods, Jeff Cox. It's published by Avery Books. Thank you for coming on with us here today, Jeff. What is a probiotic, and why have they become so popular?
Well, you know what an antibiotic is. That's something that kills microbes. A probiotic is exactly the opposite. It either is the spores of microbes dried and in capsule form, or even better for you, it's the live culture of bacteria and yeast that ferment certain foods and turn them into delicious things to eat and really healthful foods for our bodies.
And what brought the popularity of them on?
I think it was just the right time. People are becoming wiser about the nature of commercial, conventional food. It really has some serious drawbacks. It's full of chemicals. It's created with pesticides, fungicides, herbicides. The meat is full of antibiotics and hormones. The milk is full of hormones. So I think, you know, the awakening consciousness of just regular folks to good organic food made with none of those substances has created a desire for health through food.
And, all right, here.
Go ahead.
I was going to bring Dr. Mike in. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
So obviously the concept of health through food and fermentation. Now, we all know, I've always known about fermentation from, in fact, thinking about beer, wine. Those are fermented. Tell us what starts the fermentation process? What do we mean by fermentation? And then why doesn't my wine keep fermenting in my bottles?
Okay. Fermentation is really the engine of all life. It's the process whereby microbes take the organic matter from formerly living plants and animals and release their nutrients so that they can be reabsorbed by the currently living crop of plants and animals. And so it is the driving engine of life. It's simply decomposition of organic matter is fermentation.
Well, now, and in fact, don't the bacteria actually take a tax, if you will, on those substances so that they can live? They get their energy from it too.
Well, they proliferate trillions and trillions of them in a glass of kefir or kefir, as people call it. So what you have in with the bacteria and yeast that do the fermenting of our food is we capture the process at the stage where the foods are fermented, but before they begin a decomposition and a rotting process. So we make pickles after 2 or 3 weeks in the pickle jar under the brine, because what you do is you put cucumbers in a crock and make a brine out of salt and water. Keep the cucumbers submerged with something heavy like a freezer bag full of water put on top. And the natural occurring lactobacilli acidophilus that are floating everywhere in the air start the fermentation process automatically. And after 2 or 3 weeks, you have incredibly delicious pickles.
And so in fact, that's one of the things you teach in the book is how to do this yourself. So we should say that your brief description is reproduced in the book. The book is, of course, the Essential Book of Fermentation, Great Taste and Good Health with Probiotic Foods. It's by Jeff Cox. And if you want to go to the website, it's a great website. It's called organicfoodguy.com. So, Jeff, talk to us about how it's stopped in wine. So wine is fermentation also, right?
Right.
And so talk to us, tell me about that.
Okay. So what you have is grape juice pressed fresh out of the grapes. And, of course, the yeast occur naturally on the skins, though sometimes, often, winemakers will add a certain kind of yeast that they want for, to get a certain taste in the wine. And so the yeast will start changing the sugars into alcohol. And they'll do this very rapidly. In fact, the must, as the grape juice is called at that stage, actually boils. And, you know, here in wine country in California, workers in the wineries have to be very careful. They don't go down in a low place when the wine is fermenting because it can fill with carbon dioxide, which is the gaseous product of the fermentation. Anyway, what happens is when the wine becomes wine after maybe 10 to 20 days, you filter it or you clean it up by letting the spent yeast fall out of it, and you add a little bit of sodium metabisulfite, the winemakers do, which turns into free sulfur dioxide in the wine, and it kills any microorganisms that may be left. So there's nothing left to spoil the wine. If you would allow the wine to sit out in contact with air, acetobacter that caused vinegar to form would soon colonize it and change the alcohol into vinegar.
And so, vinegar and isn't vinegar isn't all bad, but that's what happens with wine that's opened and left in air. And that's just a process of fermentation, too.
Right. Exactly. But once again, it's a process of stopping the fermentation at a point where the raw materials are rendered healthful and delicious.
I have to laugh. I have an email here from, I'll just give the first name, Greg. And Greg is from someplace in South Carolina. And he says, obviously, we're carried throughout the country and any place that anybody has a computer at radiomd.com. And Greg says, my chosen beverage is bourbon. Is this fermented?
No, it's distilled. And that's a completely different process where you make a mash out of grain, or you can use wine, too, to make brandy. And, it's at the beginning, it's distilled, and the sugars or starches are changed into alcohol, and then you distill it by heating it, and the alcohol goes off first as a gas and then condenses in the distilling apparatus into liquid alcohol, which is captured, put into charred oak barrels to make bourbon, and charred oak barrels to make brandy, too.
Well, let's go back. You've got too much knowledge. I just thought that was a funny. By the way, anybody can send us an email. We've got a bunch of other questions for you on the email line at udocs@gmail.com. We're talking to the Organic Food Guy, www.organicfoodguy.com, Jeff Cox. The book is The Essential Book of Fermentation. So what's the difference, other than the starting ingredients, in fermentation of beer? So it's just the same, it's the same basic process, is that right?
Yes, and what you do to make beer is you take barley and sprout it. And this changes the starches in the barley grain into sugar. And then you dry it and grind it and put it in a tank with yeast, and the yeast changed the sugar to alcohol and carbon dioxide. So you capture that at a certain point in your beer bottle, and you got a nice, fizzy, delicious beverage.
When we come back, I want to talk about the benefits of actually keeping the probiotic with the food. That's one of the real benefits we'll talk about with the Organic Food Guy, Jeff Cox. Joe?
All right, Dr. Mike, thanks. Yes, the book is called The Essential Book of Fermentation, Great Taste, Good Health with Probiotic Foods. Jeff Cox, the author. It's published by Avery Books, and more with him and some of your questions for our guest along the email line at udocs@gmail.com as well. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi. Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
For kids.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Fermentation is all the rage. Fermentation is where it's at. Jeff Cox has a book out called The Essential Book of Fermentation, Great Taste, and Good Health with Probiotic Foods. Get it, read it. It's from Avery Books. It's a division of Penguin USA. And here's Dr. Mike Roizen again.
And, you know, we've got so many questions, Jeff, because you're obviously the organicfoodguy.com, and we have a whole bunch of questions on organic food, as well as on the subject you're a master of, one of which is probiotic food. And when I was saying, is there an advantage to getting probiotics in capsules, where you know the amount of probiotic and what you're getting in the bacteria, as opposed to in the actual food itself, such as sauerkraut or yogurt?
There's an advantage in taking probiotic bacteria in capsule form over not taking any. But there's a disadvantage of taking the capsule form compared to getting your live cultures of bacteria and yeast through foods. And the main advantage of that, getting it through foods, is that the foods contain tons of nutrients that the bacteria and yeast, through their production of enzymes and other substances, take apart from our food and feed it to us in the amounts we need, the forms we like it, and the forms that are most useful to our bodies. The genesis of this book, The Essential Book of Fermentation, was really my experiences on Organic Gardening magazine, when I realized that the nature of health itself is biodiversity. If you're talking about wild nature, a climax ecosystem like a forest in the north, it's most healthy when it's most biodiverse. It has the greatest number of creatures in it, plant and animal. Same thing in your organic farm or garden. You invite the bugs in. You don't kill the bugs. You invite all kinds of life forms in. And the more life forms, the richer the biodiversity, the healthier the system is. Now, we have an ecosystem within us, in our intestines, and it is our intestinal flora. And when it is most biodiverse, and that is when it has most different kinds of bacteria and yeast working working in there for us, for our health, we get the same result. We get really good health. And some of the reasons we get good health from these guys when we eat fermented foods. And let me run down some of the fermented foods. Sauerkraut, kimchi, yogurt, kefir, kombucha, pickles, all kinds of things. And I have recipes for like 36 different fermented foods you can make at home real cheaply and easily. Any rate, when you seed your internal gut bacteria with these living cultures, they line the intestines, and they produce something called bacteriocins, which kill the bad guys if there are any pathogens on your food coming in, and there always are a few.
Well, but one of the emails goes and says, wait a second, what's he talking about? One of the things we've learned is that, in fact, if you get carnitine in meat, you change the bacteria inside your gut, and that bacteria produces TMAO, which ends up being detrimental and causing heart attacks. So all bacteria and diversity isn't necessarily a good thing. You want to keep those TMAO-producing bacteria away, don't you?
Yes, you do. And your writer of the email is up on his current science. The problem isn't with the carnitine. The problem is with the change in your gut bacteria, and especially bacteria in your stomach that live in your stomach, even more than in down in your intestines. And they produce this TMAO. And they, yes, that can be very harmful to us. However, once again, biodiversity is the key, because you don't want to have your intestinal system overwhelmed with carnitine-eating, meat-eating bacteria. So, you know, most of your diet should be vegetable matter, not meat. I mean, if you're going to eat nothing but meat, yeah, you're going to run into trouble. So, biodiversity is the key.
So when you mean biodiversity, you don't mean getting everything, even the bad ones, but is the ones that you normally... Now, talk to us about the bacteria in what I call Turkish yogurt.
Well, it's the same bacteria that any yogurt produces, that produces yogurt, rather, by fermenting milk overnight in a warm area. And Greek or Turkish, I'm assuming Turkish yogurt is the same as Greek yogurt.
Yes, they're very similar.
Yeah.
And the reason I brought those up, and the reason is you've got a great recipe for it, or a great way of making it in this book.
Right. It's simple. It's simplicity itself to make it. You make a batch of yogurt. You tie it up in a cheesecloth bag and hang it from your kitchen sink faucet overnight, and the liquid whey drains out and leaves behind a thickened yogurt that you can spread almost like a cottage cheese. And that's all Greek or Turkish yogurt is. It's just plain yogurt that's been thickened by allowing the liquid portion to drain out. So it's easy to make, cheap to make, too.
And in fact, that's one of the keys in the Essential Book of Fermentation, Great Taste and Good Health with Probiotic Foods, is these recipes. They're recipes not to make a single dish, but how to make a fermented substance, a group of, if you will, what I would call bacteria for, not bacteria, a group of basics for food, like how do you make yogurt or how do you make sauerkraut. It's a wonderful book. The author, Jeff Cox, we will have to have him back. It is called www.organicfoodguy.com. That's how you get them. We've got a ton of questions, such as what bacteria do you add to make good wine versus just average wine? But we'll come back and talk with Jeff more about that. Now, the Real Age Tip of the Week. And the Real Age Tip this week is, in fact, how can I minimize my allergies, my pollen allergies at this time of year? I know that they will come about September 7th, and they will leave about September 30th or October 15th, whenever the first frost is. What should I do? And the answer is pre-medication with intranasal steroids and an antihistamine approximately 2 weeks before the start of the season. Whenever you get allergies, that's when you start them. 2 weeks beforehand is usually very helpful. And continuing that care for the balance of the season makes a big difference. Also, at those times, especially when your car is covered with the pollen you're allergic to, wash the car, put on the air conditioner, and drive with the windows closed. The real age benefit of patrolling your own health, 12 years younger. And that's the real age tip of the week.
Dr. Mike Royston, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. This is You, the Onus Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royston on Radio MD. Hey, thanks a lot for listening and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good tasting and all natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.